is from Philippians 4, verses 4 through 6. Short but powerful. And it starts out, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. First, I want to start with the definition of gratitude. The definition of gratitude, of course, the word is a noun. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. I wanted to share my story on why I am very grateful to be here in Elmhurst. I grew up in southern Illinois, close to St. Louis. I was a member of St. John's United Church of Christ since I was born. My family were weekly churchgoers, with each of our family members singing in the choir, attending Sunday school, and teaching VBS and attending youth group. There wasn't a week we missed unless you were deathly sick. It was what we did and was a big part of my life. I had the best pastor who attended Elmhurst College for seminary, and the college was UCC affiliated. This is an important fact because when I was 17 and deciding to go to college, I received a pamphlet from the college in the mail and thought it was the prettiest campus and so cool that it was close to Chicago. So what did I do? I called the school, and I planned a trip to Chicago to visit the college. I got a train ticket and ventured off to Chicago all by myself. I was grateful that the college had wonderful student ambassadors that take care of prospective students. The wonderful time at the college motivated me to pursue going to Elmhurst. My parents raised me to believe in myself and have my own opinions and to work hard. My church family and God prepared me for success. Despite working three jobs to get through college, I was very grateful for the opportunities to get financial aid and a work study so I can attend such a great school. I was very persistent to make sure that I would start and finish at Elmhurst. While at school, I met the most wonderful people, including Carolyn Mike Pavlik and Gail Bassesi. I was hoping Gail was going to be here so she could hear this, because she doesn't know that I was talking about her. But I'll tell her later. But since I was 4 hours away from my family, I was glad to have met wonderful friends, with whom I am still friends with to this day. Carol and Mike were the reason for me coming to EPC. Mike was the music director and was very welcoming for me to come. Of course, when I came to the church, it was so welcoming and the right place for me. I'm very grateful for God leading me here and giving me the strength and desire to make a difference here. I know I'm in the right place because the EPC community wants to make a difference too. I'm so thankful for the guidance and support, which is why I wanted to share you my experience. I'm blessed that my family, God, and EPC are in my life. Thank you.
God speaks to us in mysterious ways. This morning when I got up, I do my usual routine, and I opened up a couple of the news sites that I go to, and I also open up Facebook to see what's new and exciting. And sure enough, God, in a not-so-subtle way, had this first thing that I popped up, and it's funny because Jen and I, who's my Facebook friend, saw the same thing. And it says, neuroscience reveals how gratitude literally rewires your brain to be happier. I said, God, you read the sermon. Gratitude is really a big deal, but on a day-to-day basis, we overlook it. It requires intentionality and purpose. We have an annual holiday, Thanksgiving, and then we have 364 days to keep it in the back of our mind. We have 51 weeks a year to take it for granted. Gratitude can be a passing nod or, as this post in Facebook talks about, a way of life. How do we find ways to be more aware and to be more gratitude-filled? Summer Allen, a PhD blogger, wrote in March 2018, "After 15 years of research, we know that gratitude is a key psychological aspect of well-being. Gratitude can really make people happier, improve their relationships, and potentially even counteract depression. It can reduce anxiety, lead to fewer aches and pains, and lead to healthier habits." So why don't we do it more often? When given this assignment, I decided I would try to look at the context of gratitude from one of two perspectives: gratitude to God for the blessings given, or gratitude to the people around me for the blessings they've extended. I decided to focus on the people for what may seem like a crazy reason, because as I made a list of things that I was grateful to God for, it was stunning in what it showed. These were blessings that I was born into. So basically, I was grateful for my white middle-class privilege, and frankly, that's a slippery slope I didn't want to go down on a Sunday message, because with that comes a question: how are you using that privilege to further God's will? And I'm not ready to answer it. So let's look at the human side and take the easy way out. The obvious people for me to show gratitude for are my parents. They love me unconditionally. My grandparents, who taught me patience and respect for elders, or my brothers, who were protectors of the small, geeky kid who just before entering York High School got braces and black glasses and had this curly red hair. And I needed that protection, trust me. Obvious, too, would be my spiritual guides and my faith development, the saints here at EPC as I was growing up, that showed God's love by example and walking the walk, not just talking the talk. There were so many saints: Ruth McGreer, Claire Freilich, Adele Ewert, Glenn Graham, Marta Davey, and Claire Tallman, just to mention a few. And I have living mentors in my faith journey as well: Marge Shuham, Cliff Lida, Larry Leonard, Jan Edmiston, and Ginny Berglund-Smith from Presbytery. But today's focus of gratitude for me is threefold. First, I'm very grateful to five Supreme Court justices who on June 26, 2015, ruled in the Obergefell v. Hodges case that marriage equality for same-gender couples is protected under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Rarely in my life has a Supreme Court ruling had such a direct impact on me. I never expected that I would be able to get married. It was never a part of the equation, and as with many in the LGBT community, the prospect of facing the twilight years alone was a drag on my psyche. Yet it was a part of the experience and just came with the territory. But that didn't make it any easier to accept. Winds of change were coming in ways that I never imagined. In the 80s, I never even thought about being married. In the 90s, support for marriage equality was in the low 30s, and today, two out of three people are supportive. Next on my gratitude list is that I found a wonderful, caring person to share my life. I'm so grateful for Andrew. The gifts he brings to help center me, his calm demeanor helps keep this red-headed Taurus part of me in check. The joy and laughter we share is a gift beyond measure. Small things like having someone who cares about you greet you when you come home after a tough day is too often taken for granted. The bonus round is having someone in my life that's passionate about cars, just as I am, and has similar tastes. Where else can you find someone to go on vacation to attend the Frankfurt Auto Show? Someone who's developed an extreme passion and interest in my beloved Cubs and sits next to me at 15 to 16 games I attend each year and share the extreme joy of winning a World Series. A man who got to know and love my parents and who can understand why I am the way I am is something that I am forever grateful for. He was so incredibly good at caring for Mom and Dad in the last years of their life, the joy that that brought to them and to me, and then to be my best friend. But last but not least, let's focus my gratitude to this church that almost without exception, not just accepted my marriage, but rejoiced with me in the joy that I had found. This is something not to be taken for granted. And as this month marks the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City, which was the tipping point to the start of the gay rights movement, in most cases, the church was the organization pushing back the hardest against this blossoming social movement. Over the past few decades, it was in fact the church that had done more to disenfranchise LGBT persons than any other group in society. Showing disdain, bigotry, and not calling to love and accept and bring people into the family of God, but not this church. June is a significant month. In the church, it's a celebration of Pentecost, commemorating the descent of the Holy Spirit. It was a time when multiple voices were heard as one. The setting was the festival of the Feast of the Harvest, which was in that time an often colorful and raucous event. And so it is, too, with LGBT Pride Month. These two events are notably colorful and loud symbolically, showing divergent voices coming together so that they can be heard. So as we recognize the history of these two events, my gratitude goes out to you, the people here at Elmhurst Presbyterian Church, an open and affirming place for people to hear God's word, where different voices and opinions come together in welcome. I am grateful that my church is one full of love and respect, and that we walk the walk and show the community what God's love is really about. I'm grateful to the legacy of those saints of many years ago that this church is alive and well and that we are intentional about grace and love. You don't know what a huge difference small acts of kindness and acceptance can make in the spiritual and emotional health of people who walk through those doors. I'm appreciative of the small gestures that these big differences make. And so, as part of intentionality, I have started a journal of gratitude in a way of having a happy and healthier life. And I offer that to you as well, each day to write down something that you're grateful for. And hopefully, we can build that happy, healthy life together. But I've got a head start, because as of today, I'm good through Tuesday. Thank you.